blog.ericmhunter.net. Aren't games supposed to be fun? Looking back at the games of old, it's hard not to think that these games were meant to be challenging, yet fun. Pushing yourself to limits unknown on a single quarter just to put your initials on the high score list. As time went on, story was moved center stage, where characters would play out their lives, meet others, overcome their fears, and create heroes out of themselves. Then things changed again. People who don't normally make games started making games. They weren't under the impressions we all were about how a game should be made, and with that came some interesting titles that didn't feel fun. They told tragic tales of heroes you hoped would come out on top, and then they didn't. They lost. They died, and their friends and family were the only ones around that would still remember their names. Sadness is a feeling too, much like the feeling of fun. It strikes us in different ways, touches us in places we aren't used to. These emotions are usually tied closer to music or movies, but with video games, you take an active role in playing out the story. You become tied to the hero and those around her. You become her. You think like her. You feel like her. And sometimes, that's more memorable than having fun. For more topics like this on indie games and indie game development, check out my website, blog.ericmhunter.net.